going to pay you.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. One of the saddest things, Madam Mayor, about this whole debate and the situation that we're in is that there are members in this room who don't really understand why it matters so much. I think the Labour leadership just doesn't get why Liberal Democrats keep going on about community council meetings. Let me try and explain for them. Let me try and explain why this is so important. It's not actually about numbers of meetings, how much they cost, whether making a fuss about them gets you votes at the ballot box. It's so much more fundamental than that. Because we can't talk about anything in this room, about housing or education or health, without being clear on how those decisions are being taken. And it's not about where you make savings, it's about how decisions are made, who makes them, and where they're made. And I can understand why the administration wants to make cheap decisions and save money. I can understand why they want to make quick decisions and look decisive. But the reason I'm a Liberal and the value that I hold really true to myself is that the best decisions are made locally. That you get better value for money and better quality of decision making if they're taken locally by the people whose lives they actually affect. And that does require investment, and it requires support. And that's why community councils were introduced, to empower residents, to give them power, to give them budgets. And it requires hard work from councillors in supporting those residents. And it requires trust in actually letting go of real money and real decisions. It doesn't happen overnight, and that's why our amendment is seeking to hold on to what we've got, retain the 8 community councils, hold on to those really important planning powers, and take further steps in the right direction. Think about community councils taking licensing decisions, managing local parks and youth clubs. And Labour should just be honest that they don't like the idea that they prefer doing things centrally, because all we get from them is excuses and justifications and charades. And it's all about government cuts or the Democracy Commission or not being flexible with staff or the latest pathetic excuse is not enough letters in the postbag. Actually, it's not about any of those things. It's about power and decisions and control. And there are always choices for councils to make. And democracy isn't about a vote every 4 years. It's about trusting councillors and trusting communities. And the really sad truth is the Labour leadership doesn't.
Councillor Paul Noble to second the minute.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's a pleasure to welcome you to your new position and through your next mayor. Times are tough, and I think we can all agree that. And I think everyone on this side does agree that community councils are not perfect, and neither can we not find efficiencies here and there. And I think we all agree that the general savings in the paper that the Robinson Commission put forward at its final meeting, there were about £85,000 worth of savings, which is not inconsiderable. But why do I think it's worth still carrying on spending money on community councils? Well, first of all, they give local people a voice. Second, Madam Mayor, they make sure the money is spent most effectively through local people's knowledge. And Madam Mayor, they provide a framework, as Councillor Samurai mentioned, to in time devolve more powers and more budget to local communities. Local government is changing. I think regardless of who is running the country after 2015, one thing is sure is that there just simply will not be the lots of money that there were over the last 10 to 15 years. We need to be having a rethink, and I think one of the missed opportunities of the Democracy Commission was to go out right from the start and look at savings rather than perhaps building the sort of community forums that local people wanted. What did local people want? Well, I was looking back at some of the focus group information feedback we received during the process, and 40% of people who were interviewed valued influencing local decisions, but even more tellingly was when they were asked to rate budget-saving measures 1 to 6. Number 6, the lowest, was having larger community council areas. Merging community councils clearly doesn't really deal with the aspirations of local people, Madam Mayor. It won't mean that local people's voices are heard as much as they have been. It does mean they won't be spending money as effectively, and it also means that there will be less opportunity to debate the items that really matter to people in those merged areas. This amendment puts forward a clear choice this evening, Madam Mayor. To vote against this amendment is to endorse the merger of community councils against the wishes of local residents, particularly in the north of the borough, which are most impacted by this move. It reduces the ability of local people to be heard and to decide how their money is best spent. And also, it concentrates more power amongst a small group of councillors and officers in the building we're here in this evening. But a vote for this amendment does exactly the opposite of that. It listens to local people's views. It empowers community councils to find their own way forward and to make their own savings. It maintains the ability of local people to be heard, and best of all, it means that there is a foundation to devolve more power and more money to local people. That's the direction the country is going in, it's the direction this council should be going in, it's the direction that local residents want us to go in.
Several members and wishes to speak on the amendment. Hey, I will start with Councillor Colombo.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and congratulations. I hope you enjoy your 1 year of being mayor of this great borough. But I always enjoy this. I think you always are fascinated or some sort of when I stand up to speak. Right, Madam Mayor, I'm sure we all respect and have strong feelings and support for local democracy. I want to believe that local democracy, we all believe, is a good thing when it is designed to create greater participation by local people, when it ensures transparency and accountability, and when it reinforces and reaffirms the basic values of the principles of localized democracy. I'm sure we'll believe in that. However, for you to have a functionable and successful local democracy, I think you have to devolve power and decentralize. And that system is practiced in sort of called community councils, which was introduced by the Liberal Democrats in 2003. But what can strive for some democracy is what the group opposite is trying to do. They are not trying to save money. What they're trying to do is to control. Basically, to control. Use partisan politics to control. And that's not with democracy. So it's not about saving money. It's about using political maneuvers to control people. And I put down these papers for a while. I mean, it takes me back in history, to the 17th century, when you think about how colonial masters went around the world, dividing all the places, causing confusion and chaos, as we now see in the world today. Examples of what is happening in Sudan, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iraq, Iran, India, Pakistan. That is why you do it. Right? And I could remind some of you of a gentleman in those days called Lord Lugan, who was so successful in Nigeria, I mean in India, they sent him to Africa, where he virtually partitioned almost the whole of West Africa. And today, we see that Lord Lugard, in the form of Peter John, in Silo, trying to use political power, political control, to divide us, especially in the south of the border, bring a lot of people together, create a confusion at the end of the day. You are Lord Lugard of Silo. My fellow councillors, I think in respect of democracy, in our passion for local democracy and in the quest for our local people to participate in what concerns them most, I think what you're doing is going the wrong way. Your presentation or recommendation is absolute rubbish. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam. had a mayor, and can I also extend my my pleasure at seeing you there, chairing the meeting and being mayor. It's a great privilege to have a Livesey resident as mayor of this borough, so I'm very happy to see you there. I think we need to remember that, contrary to some of you who's opposite, the only reason we are having to make these difficult decisions about community councils is because the money is no longer there. We have had 25% in real terms of our budget cut since the coalition government came in power, and this is unfortunate. This is unfortunately not the end of the cuts that we're going to face. It's right, unfortunately, everywhere, every part of the council. We are doing across the council, but we're looking about how we can live within our means, because things are a lot tighter. And we're having to make savings in every part of the council, not just here. Other councils, of course, are ditching community councils and similar arrangements altogether. Waltham Forest, as we all have heard a number of times before, the model from which Southwark Community Council is based on, have decided to ditch theirs altogether. We're keeping community councils. I think it's important we do recognise the value. When people talk about decentralisation or centralisation, I think we need to remember that community councils aren't the sole and only way to decentralise. Only last week, this council took the most significant decentralising move in its entire history. This last week, Cabinet agreed that we would devolve a £6.3 million budget for Leathermarket JAB for their direct management. That is more significant as an act of devolution of power than anything that's happened under any administration of this council. So let's go to one of those guys. Residents directly, not to a subcommittee of this council in terms of just as council making decisions. So I think we do need to recognise we're living in difficult times, we do need to recognise that we are looking at decentralising measures, and we need to do that sensibly. But we do have to live within our means. We heard opposite some alternative ideas coming up. Well, all of those ideas could have been put forward at a democracy commission, but where were the Liberal Democrats? They decided to take their toys away at an early stage rather than trying to make a case. We could put these proposals forward through our democracy commission for discussion and debate. So we have to take some of their protestations, there could be different ways of doing that, with a huge pinch of salt, unfortunately. And I think we need to, today's amendment, I think, is a little disappointing, actually. They've had a long time to think about in terms of the proposal put forward. This is basically the same proposal put forward in December. They haven't listened to officers' advice about the difficulties now predicting in terms of dividing those budgets up by community councils. They've completely ignored that. And so I think it's a real shame to get where we are today. I think we need to vote
against it. Thank you for your time, Councillor. Thank you. Can I just say to councillors, let's everyone be heard, please. This is my first meeting and I'm going to want giving everyone the opportunity to speak. So there's a long list here and I want everyone to be heard, so please, let's listen to each and every one. Councillor Mark Edison.
Madam Mayor, everywhere there is the acceptance the government over the past decades has been too distant. That in a changing world where people expect to be able to have more of a say over the way things around them are run, power should be brought back closer to communities, families, and the individual. For us on this side, such ideas come as instinctive. The idea that decisions made as close as possible to individuals and families are better decisions. That's why so many of the crucial changes the coalition government have made to planning and local government are long-held Liberal Democrat ideals, from community planning to the removal of ring-fenced budgets. In Southwark, of course, the last Liberal Democrat administration did what it could to advance its agenda, creating community councils to hand power back from unwieldy and unresponsive town hall to local communities, mindful of local differences within and between wards and the different urban villages that make up Southwark and its component historical boroughs. The Liberal Democrat administration also decided that each of our neighbourhoods should be able to decide, as far as law and practicality would allow, what developments were and were not allowed to go up in our area. That each and every councillor should be accountable for planning decisions in their area and the wider community. Where local residents turn up and stare people they themselves voted for directly in the face. This model is a quiet triumph, and one which local authorities are looking to as they seek to bring decisions closer to residents. It has prevented developments with insufficient social housing, as well as the opening of legal loan sharks. This is the direction of travel, led, I hope, by my party and government, but with support from all sides. Localism is an idea whose time has come. One place, however, like Canute on the shoreline, stands on the wrong side of history. Labour's Southwark proposal to merge community councils without the consent of the residents in the areas affected or their elected officials takes power away from good localised decision-making. More terrifying still is the idea of planning being taken away from local communities and locally elected councillors to a borough-wide panel, where those making decisions are in no way accountable to residents in the area affected by the development. Where is this being done? Why is this being done? We're told to save money. No, Councillor Livingston has himself admitted that the administration could have chosen to spread its community council budgets across neighbourhoods and allow communities to decide where cuts should be made. Planning that is out of the hands of councillors who understand local issues and situations is likely to be more expensive, not less, with research showing that much as more community councils' decision went against officer advice, decisions were upheld. Mad money cannot be it. This is a question of political expediency for the Labour Party.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on becoming the Mayor of Southwark. And I noted somebody from your state in Nigeria was here to celebrate with you. You, like many other people in Southwark, have experienced discrimination and exclusion. And it is a great joy to see you as our Mayor at this time, and I congratulate you. On the issue of community councils, I think what separates that side of the chamber from this side of the chamber, and I don't include myself in that, is a very different understanding of the role of community councils and the use to which those community councils were put by, on this side, both the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats, and on that side, the Labour Party. And it is that failure, certainly in my community council, which is dominated by the Labour Party, to use community councils to deliver services for the people we represent, that is the reason why they cannot see the fundamental importance. Now, I've had the experience of many years of being involved in South Camberwell and in Dulwich, so I've been to both Camberwell Community Council and Dulwich Community Council. I have seen people like Councillor Robin Cruikshank deliver trees planted that are growing, meadows that are planted that are growing in Dulwich Community Council. What I've seen in Camberwell is the opposite, a disaster of funding, where trees that are supposed to be replaced because they have died in the first year, oh no, we didn't do that. Where a wild meadow that is supposed to be protected, a vital green contribution to South Camberwell, is mown at will, by mistake. That's the difference between community councils that are delivering and community councils that are not. And I think I should give credit to the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives of this borough for understanding that they have to get involved directly with delivery of service in their ward, and they have done that. And what are we now facing? Well, I have to agree with them. It is a political decision. It is about how an elite will maintain power against perhaps other elites. And I can stand here as someone who is not a member of any elite and say it is wrong. Camberwell should have been split. South Camberwell should have gone and merged with Dulwich. That would have made far more geographic sense, and it would have made far more sense in terms of what we could deliver for our wards. Oh no, what we have to do is we have to deliberately respond.
Your time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Congratulations, by the way. Madam Mayor, this is a really exasperating debate. Is it exasperating, and sometimes I think I'm hallucinating? Because people seem to be getting away from reality. What is the reality? Did we come back from some utopian dream where there was perfect democracy under the Liberal Democrats? No. Well, I'll remind you where we came from. In May 2010, when it came into power, there were two planks of democracy that you can consider in this institution here, in the Council Assembly, which you need to look at. One of them is petitions. The initial threshold for petitions to the Council Assembly was 2,500 before petitions could be allowed to the Council. The procedure rules on deputations were simply rigged so that there was no provision or the right to bring the deputations to the Council Assembly. We have changed that. There's so many deputations now that we're running out of time. People are coming to the Council Assembly. We're involving people. In practice, this meant, because of the rules that we had in 2010, before we came out, in practice, it meant that the deputations did not relate to an item of decision on the agenda, and therefore you couldn't have it. Okay, this meant, in real terms, that there was no deputations for more than a year in the Council agenda. The Council Assembly became a no-go area for local residents. Local residents were treated with suspicion, at best,
Councillor Mohammed, can we let the Council be heard, please? Can you sit down, please? Can you sit down? Can you sit down, please? Can you sit down, please? Thank you. No, Councillor Mohammed, continue.
I will talk.
Okay. Councillor Mohammed, can you trade on the amendment, please?
And it was therefore not surprising that local people didn't turn up to the Council Assembly. So thank God when we came back in 2010, it was easy for us to know what to do. And we said to deliver the promises we made in our manifesto to revive local democracy. And we've done that. Now, within 2 years, what a change we've made. Look at the changes we've made. And as I leave the cabinet, these are the achievements I'm the most proud of, the proudest of. The brand new Council Assembly meetings in different venues with totally revamped agenda. More inclusive local people and relevant to people's concerns, throwing the windows open and letting more fresh air and light into the proceedings. Right? Colleagues, we all know that we've got large amounts of cuts as Councillor Richard Livingstone said. We have come up with £90 million, and there is absolutely no council services that's been able to get away with being intact. And we have to. And also council assembly, community councils will not get away from the cuts that we need to come up with. And they need.
Your time is up. Thank you. Councillor Eliza Mann.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Congratulations on your election of First Citizen of Southwark. And I wish you all the best for the next 12 months for you to enjoy your term of office. Local residents have been benefited for the last 10 years from the Community Council by expressing their needs and desires to improve their area by their participation directly on decision making. Cleaner, greener, safer funds and community funds enable the local residents to improve their area the way they want it and what they want it. This in turn reduced vandalism and antisocial behavior as people felt proud and protected what they have achieved. Local residents have brought a lot of local knowledge to planning application, licensing application that made the members to decide what is better for the area and the people. Community Council is more accountable to the local people, and it is in evidence because almost in all meetings, all councillors, officers, and cabinet members most of the time are present to answer any delay or neglect in delivering services or to resolve issues. Democracy in action in community councils and brought the local community together. They were programmed for all ages. This is taken away on the account of funds is unforgivable.
This Labour administration has a choice where they want to spend the money. Labour administration thought that it is wise to keep 9.5 million millions in contingency funds, merging two committees, and plan to put another 5 million. All what we need is £42,500 to each committee council to remain as they are. Do we really need 14.5 million in contingency funds while we kill the local democracy? Merging two committee councils into one and taking away the facilities from local people makes less and less people to attend the local committee council meetings. This will take away the democracy from the local people. Bermondsey Community Council voted unanimously not for the merge. Residents of Bermondsey Community Council are angry and thoroughly disappointed. It will be a real shame on this Labour administration to reject the residents of Bermondsey Community Council decision to not to merge. I will appeal to all members not to vote for the merger of the community council and support Amendment A. Thank you. Councillor Edwards.
He's on your election this evening. It's interesting that Councillor Blango mentioned Lord Lucan in his speech about community councils. Anybody going along to his community council in the last couple of years probably had more chance of bumping into Lord Lucan than Councillor Blango. But in a slightly more coherent and well-argued speech, Councillor Loughlin did go too far when he said that it's an argument about whether or not it's still worth spending money on community councils. But as he well knows, we are still spending money on community councils, but we are having to do it in an imperfect situation, in a situation that none of us would choose to have been in, but which we find ourselves in nonetheless, and we're accommodating that situation. But the world we do live in, not the fantasy world, the world we do live in, is one of unprecedented cuts. It's one where those cuts have fallen disproportionately on councils like Southwark, in some of the poorer areas of the country, rather than leading Tory boroughs. And it's also a situation where Southwark has lost a third of its government funding. Now, in that situation, we have to adapt. And I also have to question the priorities of the Liberal Democrats in prioritising this issue above so many others. At a time when people are under threat of losing their homes because of welfare changes, at a time when young people are suffering massive levels of unemployment in our borough and across the UK, at a time of police cuts and when the NHS is struggling, why is this their priority? We have to ask that question. It's a very strange situation indeed. So, what I would say is if we want to look to somebody in this borough who has power and influence, who has created the situation we find ourselves in, where we're having to make this accommodation, this imperfect situation, look no further than Simon Hughes over there. He, instead of sitting on his hands and shaking his head as he has done tonight, he could have sat on his hands and shaken his head when Nick Clegg and David Cameron asked him to vote through some of the most draconian cuts this country has ever seen. I'd just like to say that the solution that we have come up with as a Labour Council is a perfectly sensible solution in a very imperfect situation, and it's something that we should all support.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations on your appointment, and we look forward to receiving you down in Dulwich when you manage to come down. It's interesting that Councillor Gerby managed my tree planting projects, because as it happens, I am a perfect example of the success of the community council system. I began to attend the community councils back in 2003 when they started. I was a company director in the music business, and I thought that the political town hall system was probably the most dysfunctional system that I could possibly think of to manage economics in the borough. And I actually still think that, but that's a different matter. I've been to every community council meeting except two in the whole time that they've started, and I'm very pleased that tonight I'm going to be confirmed as the chair of the Dulwich Community Council. But it was because of the community council systems that somebody who